弟兄姐妹平安。
Oh, sorry. I have to take off my mask. Can't speak with the mask on.
Okay.
Besides, this face is too cute to cover up, right? Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我记得我还住在台湾的时候，有一次我的摩托车发不动了。
I remember when I was still living in Taiwan, and one morning my motorcycle couldn't start.
所以我要从地下室一直把它推上去，推到一楼。
So I had to push the motorcycle from the basement all the way to the first floor.
然后呢，我就试着推，推到三分之一的时候，实在没有办法，又倒回来了。
And when I pushed one third of the way, I ran out of energy, and I had to back down to the basement.
所以我第二次呢，就退后一点，让我有比较长的这个加速的距离，然后再往上推。
So the second time, I backed up a little bit, so I have more runway to push it up to the first floor.
结果只跑到二分之一的时候，没办法，又把它推回来了。
But I got to the halfway point, and I ran out of energy again, and I had to back down to the basement.
最后我只好找管理员来帮忙。
Finally, I had to ask for help from the building manager.
然后我们两个人就一起推推推推推，一起推。
And so the two of us pushed the motorcycle all the way up.
终于把它推到一楼了。
And finally pushed it all the way to the first floor.
然后我就继续一个人推推推推到那个摩托车的修理的店，帮我修好。
And then I pushed it all the way to the repair shop to get it repaired.
然后我第二天早上又要从地下室上来的时候。
And then the second day, when I have to start the motorcycle from the basement to the first floor again.
这一次没有问题了。
This time there's no problem.
我发动了以后。
And I was able to start the motorcycle.
然后呢，油门这样的一转下去。
And when I add the gas.
轻轻松松就爬上到一楼了。
And so the motorcycle will easily reach the first floor.
有些人迟迟不肯接受耶稣，跟随耶稣，是因为他们觉得要活出基督徒的生命实在是太不容易了。
Many people are hesitant to accept Jesus Christ as their savior because they think that it's too hard to live out the Christian life.
其实要靠我们自己的努力、坚持跟毅力，要活出讨上帝喜悦的生活，不是不容易，是不可能。
But actually, if we use our own effort, perseverance, and will to live out a life pleasing to God, it's not just that it's not easy, but it's actually impossible.
这个就是为什么基督徒不能够缺少圣灵的帮助，因为圣灵呢，给我们有能力，让我们可以讨出活可以活出讨上帝喜悦的生活。
And this is why we Christians need the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit gives us the power to live out a life pleasing to God.
就好像我自己推摩托车跟摩托车可以发动的那个差别。
It's similarly to the story of me pushing the motorcycle by myself or using the motorcycle's power.
常常有人会跟我说，这个什么宗教都一样，都是劝人为善。我就会回答他说，基督教不是劝人为善。
Many people tell me that all religions are the same. We are all religions exhort people to do good. But my reply is that Christianity is not the same.
基督教不是劝人为善，基督教是给人能力行善。
Christianity is not to exhort us to do good, but Christianity is to provide the power so that we may do good.
如果要劝人为善，我们华人的伦理道德就够了，不需要基督的信仰。
If it's only merely to exhort us to do good, then our traditional Chinese morals and ethics is fine. We don't need the Christian belief.
人的问题不是不知道，人的问题是做不到。
The problem with people is not that we don't know what to do, it's that we are unable to do.
就好像泄了气的轮胎没有办法行走一样。
It's similar to a flat tire, and that cannot a car cannot run on the flat tire.
基督信仰给我们能力做到，而其中很大的关键就是圣灵的帮助。
The Christian life belief gives us the power to do good because of the Holy Spirit.
今年教会的目标是活出圣灵能力的人生。因此我今天想要简单的跟大家介绍一下圣灵是谁，以及他在我们身上的工作是什么。
The theme of our church this year is empowered by the Holy Spirit. So today I'm going to introduce who is the Holy Spirit and what is his work in our life.
之后各堂会的传道人会更深、更细、更全面的来传讲这一方面的真理。
And later on, each zone's pastor will provide a more in-depth, a more detailed, and more complete teaching on the Holy Spirit.
盼望今年一整年下来，我们都更多的认识圣灵。
And so hopefully after 1 year, we may all know the Holy Spirit better, more.
而且不光是头脑上的认识，是关系上面的认识。
So that it's not merely a head knowledge, but an experiential knowledge.
我们先一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.
亲爱的圣灵，求你今天带领我们进入真理，更深的认识你。
Dear Holy Spirit, we pray that you would guide us into a deeper understanding of your truth.
好让我们可以依靠你过得胜的生活。
So that we may be abide by you and live out a life pleasing to God.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
首先我们要来思想圣灵是谁。
So first of all, let us contemplate who is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是三位一体上帝的第三位。
The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity.
这个位，这个位格的意义，就是说有自己的感情，有自己的喜怒哀乐。
Personhood means that this being has its own emotions.
它有自己的思想，可以了解事物的这种知性，这种理性。
It also means that it has its own thought process, the ability to understand.
然后它有自己的意志，它可以判断，它可以做决定。
And it has its own willpower, so that it may be able to make judgment and decision.
所以耶稣在科西马尼园的时候说，我父啊，这个倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我，然而呢，不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
And therefore, Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane that, my Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will.
所以我们看到耶稣有耶稣的意思，天父有天父的意思。
So we see that Jesus has his will, but God has his will.
他们是不同的位格，他们各有各的意志。
They are different personhood, so they have each have their own will.
但是耶稣呢，决定以他的意志，然后把自己的意志降服在天父的意志下面。
But Jesus abandoned his own will to submit to God's will.
这个决定也是出于他自己的意志。
And this decision was out of his will, his own will.
一个小婴孩也会有他自己的位格的。
A baby has its own personhood.
他会伤心的哭，这是他的感情。
He will cry, this is his emotions.
他会选择想要吃糖，这是他的意志。
And he will choose to eat candy, this is his will.
他会认得他的爸爸妈妈、叔叔阿姨，这是他有他的思想。
And the baby will know his mom and dad, uncle and auntie, this is his thought process.
请你看看你左右的弟兄姐妹，他就是一个有位格的人。
If you look at your brothers and sisters next to you, they have their own personhood.
同样，圣灵是有位格的神，圣灵不只是一种神奇的力量。
So therefore, similarly, the Holy Spirit has its own personhood. It's not just merely a miraculous power.
所以圣灵会思想，圣灵会说话，圣灵有感情，会担忧，圣灵有他自己的意志，会做决定。
And so therefore, the Holy Spirit has its own thought process. It will speak. It has its own emotion. It can be grieved. And it also has its own will.
这个是位格的意思。
This is the meaning of personhood.
那什么叫做体？那个体的意思是什么呢？
So what is the meaning of the three persons in one, the one?
所以不是指的身体。
So this one is not a physical being.
是指的那个本体，那个属性，那个实质，其实是一种哲学的用语。
The one means identity, attributes, and essence.
所以圣父跟圣子跟圣灵，他们有相同的权柄，他们有相同的荣耀。
And so therefore, the Holy Spirit, and God the Father, and Jesus the Son have the same authority and the same glory.
教会常常用这个图来代表三位一体。
We have seen this picture that represents the Trinity.
就是圣父是上帝，圣子是上帝，圣灵是上帝。
And therefore, the Trinity we can see is that God the Father is God, Jesus the Son is God, Holy Spirit is also God.
但是圣父不是圣子，圣子不是圣灵，圣灵不是圣父。
But God the Father is not Jesus' Son, and Jesus' Son is not the Holy Spirit.
所以不是旧约里面是圣父，然后到了新约呢，圣父变成了圣子，然后来到世上成为耶稣。等到耶稣离开世上以后，又变成了圣灵，不是这个样子的。
So it's not the what we think is in the Old Testament is the God the Father, and then in the New Testament is Jesus the Son, and then when Jesus rose to heaven, it becomes the Holy Spirit.
不是这样子的。
It's not like this.
那请问这样子是几个神呢？
Well, the question is, how many gods are there?
几个神？
How many?
一个神的吗？
There's only one God.
那请问这样的神有几位呢？
But then, how many personhood are there for this God?
我讲了这么久，你们都不知道。有三个，三位，对吗？
There's three personhood of this one God.
So, do you understand?
你们听得明白吗？
I don't.
我不明白。
你说牧师你不懂还信，信一个不懂的神真是太不合理了。
And you may say, Pastor, you believe in something you don't understand. This seems very illogical.
但是我们更深一点来思想，神比我们大，所以我们不能够完全懂神，基本上是合理的。
But if we think deeper, we understand that God is much greater than us. So it is reasonable that we don't completely understand God.
这样你们懂吗？
Now do you understand?
但是我们也不是完全不懂，我们只是不完全懂。
It doesn't mean that we understand nothing about God. It's just that we don't understand completely about God.
所以现在让我们说一点懂的部分。
So let us talk about what we do understand.
圣灵除了是三位一体的第三位，圣灵是住在我们里面的保惠师。
The Holy Spirit is not only the one of the personhood of the Trinity, but is also our indwelling advocate, counselor, and comforter.
无论是旧约或者新约，都很多次的提到圣灵要住在我们的心里。
In many places in the Bible, whether in the Old Testament or the New Testament, it talks about the Holy Spirit indwelling in us.
以西结书三十六章二十六到二十七节，他那里说：“我要赐给他们，我要赐给你们一颗新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。”
And so in Ezekiel chapter 26 verses 26 to 27, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone.And give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws.
神的灵进到我们里面，我们里面的那实心就会变成肉心。
So when God, the Holy Spirit comes and dwells in us, our heart of stone turns to a heart of flesh.
神的灵会在我们里面内心深处去感动我们，要顺从神的律例，要遵行神的典章。
And the indwelling Holy Spirit will move usTo keep his laws and also keep his precepts.
除了旧约这么说，在新约，耶稣在约翰福音十四章那么灵也这样子说。他说：“我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，也要在你们里面。”
And similarly, in the New Testament, John chapter 14, verses 16 to 17, and I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate to help you, and be with you forever.The truth of the spirit of truth, spirit of truth, the world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you.
Okay, 所以圣灵是另外一位保惠师。
And so the Holy Spirit is another advocate.
保惠师这个意思就是站在你旁边帮助你的那一位。
What does the advocate means is the one that stands beside you to help you.
就很像你的家庭老师，或者是你的这个私人的教练。
It's similar to your home tutor or your private trainer.
你想想看，你的父母帮你请了一位家庭老师，但是呢，你从来都不跟他互动， 那你是不是很辜负父母一番好心啊？
Imagine that if your parents hired a home tutor for you, and yet you do not interact with the home tutor, won't that be such a disappointment to your parents?
同样的，天父把圣灵宝惠师赐给我们，如果我们从来都不搭理圣灵的话，我们就是太辜负天父了。
And similarly, God sent His Holy Spirit to be with us, to be our help, and yet if we do not interact with the Holy Spirit, wouldn't that totally disappoint God the Father?
圣灵是每时刻都在我们的身边，要帮助我们，要安慰我们，要辅导我们。
The Holy Spirit indwells us in every moment of our lives to help us, to comfort us, to counsel us.
圣灵是跟耶稣一样的另一位保惠师。
The Holy Spirit is like Jesus, is another advocate for us.
就很像十二个使徒有耶稣陪在他们身边，现在基督徒也有圣灵在我们的身旁。
Similar to when the 12 disciples had Jesus standing by their side, now as Christians, we have the Holy Spirit standing by our side.
说得更准确一点，其实是住在我们的里面，圣灵是住在我们里面。
And to be more accurate, it means that the Holy Spirit indwells in us.
所以耶稣说呢，我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益。我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来，我若去，就差他来。
And so Jesus said, Verily, very truly I tell you, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the advocate will not come to you. And if I go, I will send him to you.
因为耶稣在世上同一个时间只能在一个地方。
Because when Jesus is alive in this earth, he can only be in one place at one time.
但是圣灵来，他能够同时在所有的基督徒的心中来提醒，来感动，来引导，来帮助。
But when the Holy Spirit comes, He can be in all Christians' hearts to be our reminder, to move us, to guide us, and to help us.
因此我们可以很简单的说，圣灵是住在我们心里的上帝。
And so simply put, the Holy Spirit is God living in our hearts.
与圣灵、与圣父、与圣子同样的全能、同样的荣耀、同样无限的那个圣灵，现在是住在我们里面。
And so, same as the God the Father, Jesus' Son, the Holy Spirit equally is omnipotent, glorious, and infinite, indwelling in us.
所以弟兄姊妹，圣灵是谁呢？
So who is the Holy Spirit?
圣灵是三位一体的第三位。
The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity.
而且他住在我们的里面来帮助我们。
And he indwells in us.To be our advocate.
那么圣灵他怎么帮助我们？他在我们的心里到底做什么工作呢？
So, what does the Holy Spirit do? How does He help us?
首先，圣灵使我们成为上帝的儿女。
Firstly, the Holy Spirit helps us to become the children of God.
约翰福音三章三节，耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能够见神的国。”
I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again.
然后接下来第五节、第六节，耶稣又在说：“耶稣说我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能够进神的国。从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。”
And also, Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God."Unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to Spirit.
所以我们这里看到重生是圣灵的工作。
So we know that to be born again is from the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵如果不重生我们，我们就没有那个属灵的生命，我们不能够进入神国的领域。
So if the Holy Spirit does not help us to be born again, we are not able to enter the kingdom of God.
每一种生命、哦、都有那种生命的一个特定的行动，有它特定的反应的能力。
Every type of life has its own unique attributes and responses.
不同的层次的生命，它就会有不同的反应，有不同的行动。
Different levels of life have different attributes and responses.
比方说高丽菜有它的行动跟它的反应的能力，它也有它的一个生命的层次。
And for instance, cabbage has its own attributes and responses.
活的高丽菜跟死的高丽菜是很不一样的。
Living cabbage and dead cabbage. I don't know if there's any difference. It's not very similar.
活的它就不会死嘛，死了一下就枯萎了嘛，对不对？
Okay. So the living cabbage is probably still planted in the ground.
但是死的高丽菜也是一种存在哦。
But even a dead cabbage is also existing.
瓜牛、猫咪也是一样。
So similarly, snails and kitty cats are the same.
就算是活的高丽菜，也不可能对绑着一根绳子的球有任何的反应。
So even if the cabbage is alive, it does not have the same response like a cat to a toy with a rope, a ball on a rope.
因为高丽菜它就是这种生命层次，虽然是活生生的高丽菜，可是在玩耍的这个领域里面它是死的。
So therefore, even though the cabbage is alive, but it doesn't have the same responselike the cat. So in the arena of playing, playfulness, the cabbage is like dead.
同样的，会玩球的猫咪对于数字、对于诗词也不会有任何的反应。
So similarly, a cat that knows how to play has not the same response to arithmetic or to poetry.
所以在算术、在文学的领域里面呢，猫咪是死的。
So in the area of math,and poetry, the cat is like dead.
活的高丽菜虽然在玩耍的领域里面是死的，但是它在另外一个领域里面是活的，就是那个领域就是泥土啊、阳光啊、雨水啊，它其实还是活的的。
So a cabbage that's alive, even though it's dead in the area of playfulness, but yet it's alive in the area where it involves dirt, sun, and rain.
这样知道活的跟死的差别吗？
Now do I understand what the difference of a live cabbage and a dead cabbage?
人类在被创造的时候是能够对神有反应、有互动的人。人类在天国的领域曾经是活着的。
So similarly, man, when we are created, we are created to respond to God because we are alive. We are alive in the kingdom of God.
但是在人在犯罪之后呢，就跟神的那个关系就死了，就很像猫咪在算术的领域里面它是死的一样。
But because of sin, we are now dead in our relationship with God, similar to the cat that's dead in the area of mathematics.
所以虽然从生物学的观点来看，人类好像是活着，但是对于这位宇宙的主宰来说，人类已经不再有反应，也不再能够跟他互动了。
So inEven though physically it may seem like we are alive, yet to our God, the Creator, we are dead because we are not able to respond to Him.
神必须再赐下另外一个层次的生命给我们。
So therefore, God needs to give us a different kind of life.
所以是借着圣灵的重生，使我们再一次向神活着，可以对神有反应，可以成为神的儿女，可以在属灵的领域里面好像在活跃起来。
So it is.Because of the work of the Holy Spirit that gives us the born again so that we may be alive to God and so that we may be able to respond to Him once again as the children of God and be part of the kingdom of God.
所以成为上帝的儿女不是从理论不是从教条生出来的是必须要透过圣灵重生。
So therefore, we did not become children of God through reason or dogma, but we must become children of God through the work of the Holy Spirit.
这个是圣灵在我们内心里面的第一项工作，使我们成为神家里面的一份子。
So this is the first work of the Holy Spirit in us, is to cause us to become the children of God.
所以罗马书八章十四十五节说，因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。你们所受的不是奴仆的心，人就害怕；所受的乃是儿子的心。因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
So, and therefore, in Romans 8, 14 to 15, for those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you receive brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba Father.
所以圣灵会帮助我们认识神、经历神、体会神。
And so therefore, the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children, God's children.
所以接下来的那一节16节说，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
Oh, and therefore, in verse 16 says, the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children.
这是圣灵在我们生命里面第一个工作。
So this is the first work of the Holy Spirit.
使我们重生。
Causes us to be born again.
第二个工作是使我们成圣。
The second work that he does in us is to sanctify us.
圣灵使我们成圣最重要的方式就是教导我们可以明白神的话，可以进入神的话。
The Holy Spirit sanctifies us by teaching us and helping us to understand God's word.
所以圣灵是用主的话来更新改变我们，把那个客观的真理内化成为我们生命的实际。
So the Holy Spirit uses God's words to transform us so that God's objective truth is internalized and become our subjective reality.
约翰福音14章26节那边说，但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
And so John 14:26 says, But the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you.
当我们领受圣灵而重生以后，圣灵就成为我们的保惠师，教导我们主的话语。
So when we are born again in the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit becomes our indwelling counselor,Holy Spirit will teach us God's word.
圣灵不光是帮我们想起，圣灵还让我们可以明白。
The Holy Spirit not only helps us to remember God's word, but also to understand God's word.
甚至不光是帮我们明白，还是让我们进入到神的话语里面。
Not only to help us understand God's word, but to enter into God's word.
这样子来帮助我们成圣。
So that we may be sanctified.
所以约翰福音16章13节说，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白，原文是进入，圣灵要引导我们明白而且进入一切的真理。
And so John 16:13 says, But when he, the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, and also be translated, understand the truth. He will not speak on his own, he will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come.
然后十七章的十七节那边耶稣说，求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
And so John 17:17 says, Jesus says, sanctify them by the truth, your word is truth.
天父是借着圣灵使我们明白福音的真理，以至于我们就可以越来越像他的儿子耶稣基督。
And so God the Father by the work of the Holy Spirit help us to understandHis gospel truth, so that we may become more and more like His Son, Jesus Christ.
我记得在大学的时候，有一天下午，我在我自己的房间里面灵修祷告。
I remember when I was in college and I was doing my daily quiet time.
然后我就思想到耶稣他说的话，他说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。”
And I was contemplating on Jesus' words, "Whoever wants to be my disciple."Must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me.
那个时候我心里面觉得很挣扎，因为我在想，要舍己，那不就是失去自己的特色了吗？
And so I struggle with this particular verse because I'm thinking to deny myself doesn't that mean I will lose my own identity?
所以解经书上面解释哦，说这个舍己就是否定自己。那但是这个到底是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean to deny ourselves?
如果我把我自己否定掉了，那么我还是我吗？
So if I deny myself, am I still me?
所以我就很挣扎，我就跪下来祷告，求主帮助我，求圣灵帮助我，可以明白这个真理。
And so I struggled with this concept. So I knelt down and prayed and asked the Holy Spirit to help me understand this truth.
当我祷告一阵子之后，有一句圣经的话就进到我的心里面。
And after a time of prayer, a Bible verse entered my heart.
就是在哥林多后书五章十四节到十五节那边说，原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死， 叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
And the verse comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14 to 15. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again.
这句经文哦，就让我整个心都融化了，就在主的面前痛哭。
And this verse melted my heart, and I cried before the Lord.
我对主说，主啊，是的，我愿意。
And so I said to God, Yes, God, I am willing.
因为你为我死在十字架上，所以我愿意为你而活。
Because you died on the cross for me, so therefore I want to live for you.
因为你的爱激励了我，所以即使我失去我的特色也没有关系。
And because your love compels me, so therefore, even if I lose my own identity, it matters not.
你为我死，我为你活。
You died for me, so I live for you.
当我降服在主的面前的时候，我心里面又突然有另外一个声音，那个声音是我曾经听过的一句话。
And so when I submitted myself before the Lord, yet another voice appeared in my heart.
那句话是这么说的。他说：“上帝的花园里有各式各样的花。”
And this saying comes to my mind that says, "There are many different flowers in God's garden."
而每一朵都散发独特的芬芳。
And yet each flower has its own unique fragrance.
原来舍己背十字架服侍主，不是要失去自己的特色。
And so therefore, deny ourselves and take up our cross does not mean losing our own identity.
而是指的不为自己活，乃为主而活。
It means not to live for ourselves, but to live for God.
并且在为主而活的时候，生命会更加的丰盛，会散发出自己的芬芳来。
And so therefore, when we live for God, our lives become richer and will have a unique fragrance before God.
这个就是圣灵引导我明白圣经的话语的一个经验。
And this is my experience where the Holy Spirit helped me understand God's word.
弟兄姊妹，你现在觉得我有我个人的特色吗？
Brother and sister, you believe that you have your own unique identity.
有人说，牧师，你有特色，就是特别的瘦又特别的矮。
And some people say, Pastor or the translator, you're extra short and extra fat.Pastor is extra short and extra thin.
Okay, 圣灵在我们生命当中的第一个工作是使我们重生，第二个工作使我们成圣。
So the first work of the Holy Spirit is to help us to be born again. The second work is to help us, is to help sanctify us.
第三个呢，圣灵给我们能力来侍奉。
And the third area, the Holy Spirit is help us.To be able to serve.
这个包含圣灵赐给我们属灵的恩赐，以及圣灵给我们能力去传福音，去做见证。
And so this includes the Holy Spirit giving us spiritual gifts and also giving us the power to spread His gospel.
每一个基督徒都有属灵的恩赐，我们要去发掘，要去操练，而且要使用这些恩赐来服侍上帝，来建立教会。
And so every Christian the Holy Spirit has given you spiritual gifts.And so our duty is to discover, develop, and make use of these gifts to help establish the kingdom of God.
有好一段时间哦，教会为了这个到底属灵恩赐重要还是属灵生命重要，这个争吵不休啊。
And for a long time, in Christian circles, there was a conflict between whether spiritual gifts or spiritual life is more important.
哪一个比较重要？你的答案会是什么
？Which one do you think is more important? What's your answer?
赞成属灵恩赐重要的举手。
Who believes in spiritual gifts is more important? Raise your hand.
没有。那赞成属灵生命比较重要的，请举手。
Who believes that spiritual life is more important? Raise your hand.
好，谢谢。那请问呢？刚刚都没有举手，请你举手。
And whoever didn't raise your hand, raise your hand now.
你们一定有更好的答案，对吗？
You have a better answer?
你们答案是什么？
What's your answer?
两个都重要。
Both of them are important.
都是很好的政治家。
Very good politicians.
真的，最后让双方呢，就是停止争吵的答案，就是两个都重要。
So So that to quell the argument, we can say both are important.
但是这个不是只是一个搓汤圆的答案，你懂搓汤圆吗？啊，就是你对，他也对，都对。
This is a hard Chinese saying. Something to do with making mochi dumplings. It basically means that everybody's right. You know, we're being a good politician.
其实我也认为都重要，但是不是想要两边都讨好。
But I also I believe that both is important, but not merely because I want to please both sides of the argument.
而是我相信我们要用属灵的恩赐来建立属灵的生命。
It's because I believe that we need to use our spiritual gifts to grow our spiritual life.
所以如果你看重属灵生命的建立，你就需要看重属灵的恩赐。
So if you emphasize the growth of spiritual life, then you must emphasize spiritual gifts.
如果你不用属灵的恩赐来建立属灵的生命，你要用什么来建立属灵的生命呢？
If you don't use spiritual gifts to grow your spiritual life, what will you use?
我非常谢谢今天敬拜团的同工带领我们用诗歌来敬拜。
I thank the praise team, worship team to lead us in praising God.
他们都很有属灵的恩赐，对吗？
They all have very good spiritual gifts.
带领我们敬拜，我就觉得因为他们这个属灵恩赐的发挥，就建立了我的属灵生命，使我的信心喜乐就提升了。
Because of their spiritual gifts leading us in worship, so therefore my spiritual life grew because of that.
不然你让我来打鼓试试看。
啊？
我说你让我来打鼓试试看，你就知道属灵恩赐有多重要。
If you ask Pastor to play the drum, then you will know how important it is to have spiritual gifts.
我有足够的恩赐，不是属灵恩赐，毁掉整个的敬拜。
I have the ability to use my spiritual gifts to destroy the worship.
所以，如果我们看重属灵生命的建立，就需要看重属灵的恩赐。
So therefore, if we emphasize the growth of spiritual life, then we must emphasize.
而同时，如果我们看重属灵的恩赐，我们要知道那个目的是因为我们看重属灵生命的建立。
And so, similarly, conversely, if we emphasize the spiritual gifts, then we must be reminded that we use spiritual gifts to.Help us grow our spiritual life.
所以请问属灵的恩赐比较重要，还是属灵的生命比较重要？
So let me ask again, is spiritual gifts more important or spiritual life more important?
What is your answer?
你的回答是什么？
都重要。
Equally important.
都重要。
Equally important.
另外圣灵呢，是给我们能力去传福音，为主做见证。
And also the Holy Spirit help us, gives us the power.To spread the gospel.
使徒行传一章三节那边说，他受害之后，又许多的凭据，将自己活活的显给使徒看，四十天之久，向他们显现，讲说神国的事。
So in Acts chapter 1 verse 3, after his suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days.And spoke about the kingdom of God.
所以对于复活的耶稣，使徒们是已经亲眼看见、亲耳听见，他们还跟复活的耶稣一起吃饭哦。
And so to the disciples, they've seen Jesus in person and heard in person his teaching, and also ate a meal with him.
耶稣四十天跟他们显现，亲自教导他们神国的事，这个是最好的神学院呢。
So in the 40 days that Jesus appeared to them.He personally taught them about the kingdom of God. This is the best seminary possible.
请问这样的装备还不够吗？
Is this kind of discipleship enough?
还不够啊。
It's not enough.
在路加福音24章那里有一段平行的经文是这么说。
In Luke chapter 24, there's a verse that says,
他说呢，于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经，又对他们说，照经上所写的，基督必须受害，第三日从死里复活，并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起直传到外万邦，你们就是这些事的见证。
And so then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, this is what is written, the Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third dayAnd repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem, you are witnesses of these things.
他们的心窍已经被打开，可以明白圣经了。
Their minds have been opened to understand the Bible.
所以他们已经经历了圣灵的第一个工作，使他们重生；经历了第二个工作，使他们可以明白神的话了。
So they already experienced the first work of the Holy Spirit to be born again, and they experienced the second work of the Holy Spirit to understand God's word.
他们已经了解基督受害跟复活的意义，他们已经明白了悔改跟赦罪的福音的真理。这样子还不够吗？
So they already understand the death and resurrection of Christ, and also understand repentance and forgiveness. Is this not enough?
还不够。
It's still not enough.
所以紧接着下一节第四十九节那里怎么说呢？
And so what does verse 49 say?
他说：“我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。”
Says I am going to send you.What my father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high.
同样的，我们刚刚看《使徒行传》一章的第三节，紧接着是什么呢？
And so, similarly, in Acts chapter 1, verse 3, what comes after that?
第四节、第五节马上说，耶稣跟他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的，约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。
And so similarly, verse 4 and 5 says, On one occasion while he was eating with them, he gave them this command, Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days,You will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传一章八节说，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
And Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
耶稣再三的强调，门徒需要依靠圣灵的能力，才可以为他做见证。
And so Jesus, emphasized more than one time that the disciples need to wait for the Holy Spirit so that they may have power to do his to be his witness.
不能够光靠头脑上的明白、知识上的理解，还需要圣灵的大能。
They not only need head knowledge and understanding.But they also need the power of the Holy Spirit.
整个使徒行传就是一个最好的见证。
The whole book of Acts is a great witness to this truth.
原先软弱的门徒，因为圣灵的大能，成了刚强的福音的勇士。
The disciples who were at one time weak, but because of the power of the Holy Spirit, became the courageous warriors of the gospel.
他们把福音传到了罗马帝国的首都，没有什么可以拦阻他们。
They spread the gospel all the way to the capital of the Roman Empire, and none was able to stop it.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，请你千万记住，圣灵在我们的信仰生活里面是何等的重要。
So, brothers and sisters, you must remember how important it is for the Holy Spirit to indwell in us.
圣灵是有位格的上帝。
The Holy Spirit has his own personhood.
他乐意住在我们里面，使我们重生，帮助我们成圣，赐给我们能力，为耶稣做见证。
The Holy Spirit indwells in us to help us to be born again, to sanctify us, and to help us to spread His gospel.
有一句话说，心灵好像降落伞，打开的时候才有用。
A saying goes, "Our heart is like a parachute; it's only useful when opened."
所以，让我们打开我们的心，切慕圣灵，接纳圣灵。
So therefore, let us open our hearts, so that we may to accept and seek the Holy Spirit.
奉主的名，祝福我们每一位都能够更多的认识圣灵，经历圣灵。
And so.I bless everyone in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ so that we may know the Holy Spirit, experience the Holy Spirit.
我们可以靠着圣灵过得胜的生活，可以享受上帝丰盛的祝福。
And that we may be empowered by the Holy Spirit to live a victorious life and enjoy the riches of God's blessings.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢 Peter 帮我翻译。